something approaching despair. Everyone else on this rock seems to know what they're doing and why they're here. I try to concentrate. Nigel is pointing his camera expectantly, and Fraser's wind-baffled sound boom is aimed at me like a cattle prod. A documentary series waits to begin. Yet, as I sit here, I feel less like a television presenter, more like Alice in Wonderland. Only 5 days ago, I was filming in a cupboard in Buckinghamshire with John Cleese and a tarantula spider. And now here I am, just short of the Arctic Circle on a Monday morning, looking across at a Russian rock where it's Tuesday morning, the explanation for this time difference being the invisible presence of the international dateline, which slices between the two islands not much more than a stone's throw away. The Russian soldiers staring out at me from across the water have already had the day I'm having. I must focus my mind and try to make sense of all this. The rock I'm sitting on is called Little Diomede Island, and it is the most extreme northwesterly possession of the United States of America. It lies just south of the Arctic Circle, at a latitude of 65 degrees 40 north, and is separated from the Russian territory of Big Diomede Island by a narrow, racing 2.25-mile channel of the Bering Strait. The Russian mainland is only 30 miles away, and the American mainland even less. Asia and America